Hey there, ready to dive into something kind of meta, like literally about UU as a researcher.
Oh, getting self-aware today, are we?
You know it. We're digging into how these open science initiatives, especially this European Open Science Cloud thing, the EOSC, are trying to get researchers on board.
The EOSC, yeah.
But the really interesting part, figuring out what's actually working to get researchers like you engaged and what's just not.
Yeah, because there's a lot of noise out there, right? It's a whole shifting landscape. I mean, it used to be all top-down, like, thou shalt do open
Can we
science.
preach?
But now initiatives are actually asking, hey, what do you need? How do we make this work for researchers on the ground?
It's refreshing, isn't it?
Totally. So what do we got to work with today? Give me the intel.
Okay, so we've got excerpts from three different reports: project findings, strategy recommendations, even some stuff from people who are actually building open science communities.
Okay, boots on the ground perspective. I like it.
And you know what's wild?
What's that?
Even though these reports are all different, the message from researchers is super consistent.
Oh, they're unified on this one. Lay it on me.
Okay, so first up, you know that whole thing about the blind men and the elephant, each one feeling a different part, thinking it's something totally different?
Yeah, classic.
One report said that's basically what trying to understand EOSC is like for a lot of researchers.
Oh, no. So they're feeling around in the dark, no clear picture.
Exactly. And it's not just like a funny metaphor. Researchers are drowning in jargon, reports, presentations, all promising the moon, but
What? Hey. Spit it out.
but no clear path to actually getting there. And frankly, no immediate benefit to their day-to-day work.
It's like, hey, trust us, it's going to be amazing someday. But researchers need concrete stuff.
Right. One report even called it, and I quote, selling something that doesn't exist.
Oof, that stings.
Right. Like, I'm all for a better future of research and whatnot, but tell me how it works, when I'll see it, how it benefits me.
Otherwise, it's just hype.
Totally. And the reports are clear. That whole top-down marketing thing, not working. What does resonate, though, is hearing from other researchers.
Sure, word of mouth.
But like the top researchers, Nobel laureates, highly cited authors.
People whose time is precious, if they buy in.
Exactly. That speaks volumes. So it's about trust, right? Showing researchers how open science can actually make their lives easier, make their work better. Which reminds me, you mentioned these open science
Yeah,
communities.
totally.
Seems like those could be huge for making those connections, giving people that practical support.
100%. Think of them like, I don't know, grassroots learning groups where you can connect with other researchers, swap tips, get help figuring this whole open science thing out.
Right, because it can be a bit of a maze out there, especially at first.
And the beauty is, it's not about some top-down, this is how you must do it approach. It's about finding what works for your research community.
Yeah, that one-size-fits-all approach rarely works, does it?
Never does. And the reports actually had a great example about this, open data sharing. Huge in biomedicine, apparently, but in psychology, not so much.
Interesting.
Open access publishing, though, that's where they're ahead of the game.
So it's different strokes for different folks.
Exactly. And that's where these open science communities come in. People can connect with other fields, learn from each other, figure out how to adapt the best
It's
strategies.
almost like cross-pollination for research ideas.
Right. No need to reinvent the wheel every time. Share the knowledge, avoid the same old pitfalls.
Way more efficient.
And honestly, it's more than just efficiency. The reports really stress that for these communities to thrive, they need solid institutional support.
Like actual resources.
Yeah, funding, time for researchers to participate, recognition for the work they're doing.
It can't just be an afterthought, right? If universities are serious about this open science thing.
We got to put their money where their mouth is. Researchers are slammed as it is.
Oh, tell me about it.
Publishing, funding applications, teaching, open science, even if it's a good thing, it's going to fall to the bottom of the pile if there's no time or resources.
For sure. It's like any big cultural shift. You need people on board from the ground up, but you also need those in charge to back it up.
Absolutely.
Speaking of backing it up, one thing that really struck me in these reports was all the stuff about the ethical side of open science.
Oh, yeah, good point. It's not just about making everything open because open good.
Right. There are some tricky questions to think about.
Like, how do we make sure people's data is still protected when it's more accessible? Privacy is huge.
Massive. And it's not just about protecting the folks who are part of the research. It's about making sure the data itself is used ethically.
By everyone.
Exactly. Which brings us to another biggie, trust.
Right, researchers have to trust that the whole system is secure, reliable, ethical.
And that means transparency every step of the way.
Not just about the results.
It's the whole process. How is the data collected, stored, shared?
Sure. Who has access?
Yeah. It's about accountability for the whole research ecosystem.
You're being upfront about the potential downsides, too. Let's not pretend open science is a magic solution to everything.
Definitely not. What are some of the worries people have?
Data security is a big one. Intellectual property rights.
Making sure the information isn't misused.
All valid concerns. We got to be honest about those.
So it's about having an open and honest conversation, acknowledging both the good and the bad. Because there are always going to be trade-offs.
We're always. And those trade-offs might look different depending on what you're researching.
Totally. What works for, like, physics research might not work at all for someone studying social issues.
Exactly. We can't just use the same playbook for everything.
Different games, different strategies.
100%. But, you know, even with all the challenges, these reports, there's a real sense of hope in them. Do you feel that?
I do, actually. It feels like, despite the hurdles, there's this understanding that open science could totally change research for the better.
Make it more collaborative, more transparent.
More impactful.
Exactly.
It really feels like we're on the verge of a whole new era for research. And honestly, it's pretty darn exciting. Almost like we're watching a new research ecosystem being born, right? And these open science communities are the seeds.
And what's really interesting is how it goes beyond just changing the actual research practices.
It's like changing the whole culture of research.
Exactly. We're moving away from that old publish or perish mentality.
Which, let's be real, can be crazy competitive.
The worst. But in this new world, sharing your work, that's a good thing.
It's a strength, not a weakness.
100%. And researchers can actually challenge the status quo, advocate for doing things better.
Which is huge, because sometimes it feels like those systems are impossible to change.
I feel that. But these open science communities, they can really be a catalyst for that change, creating those spaces for researchers to connect, share their ideas, their concerns.
To learn from each other, too.
Right. It speeds up that shift to a more open research culture.
Love that. But we can't forget about actually rewarding the folks who are doing this open science thing, right?
Oh, for sure. Recognition is key. It can't just be, do this because we said so. People need to feel valued.
Yeah. Makes a huge difference. What are some ways that could actually happen, though?
I mean, it could be anything, right? Highlighting open science stuff in performance reviews.
Giving out awards for it, even.
Exactly. Just showing that it matters.
And that goes beyond just the individual level, too. Institutions have a big part to play.
Huge. They got to walk the walk. Supporting the infrastructure, funding open science projects.
Even making it part of their core strategy, right?
100%. It can't just be a footnote.
Okay, so let's bring this back to the researchers listening. What can they do right now to be part of this?
That's the question, isn't it? And honestly, I think it starts with that magic wand question we talked about earlier.
Right. If you could change one thing about your research environment.
Make it more open, more collaborative.
What would it be? That one thing that would make your life easier, make your work more awesome.
Once you've got that in mind, see if there's an open science initiative that already does that.
Or a community that's already working on it.
Right. Or maybe you'll be the one to inspire them to tackle it.
It's about being proactive, engaged.
And maybe, just maybe, working together, we can turn that magic wand into a reality.
Imagine that. A research world where openness, collaboration, trust.
Not the exception.
Exactly. It's the norm. That's something worth fighting for.
100%.
So to all our listeners out there, keep asking those tough questions, keep pushing for change, and remember, you've got this. The future of research, it's in your hands. And that's a wrap on today's deep dive into researcher engagement in open science. We hope this has given you some things to think about, maybe even fired you up a bit. Remember, even small steps towards openness can make a difference. So don't be afraid to start small and build from there. Until next time, happy researching.